This goes to Brian Thwaites, Thwaites, PAC, fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Michael, middle initial M, like Mark, Babcock, B-A-B-C-O-C-K. Date of birth is February 9th of 1947. Dear Brian, this is a consultation for Mr. Babcock, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. And he was initially seen in this office in 2016 for a consultation. He had stage 3 chronic kidney disease, diabetes, and proteinuria, and also hypertension. And in 2017, his creatinine levels ranged between 1.38 and 1.62. So that is probably a baseline for him. However, February 7th of 2023, when labs were checked, his creatinine level was 2.07. So that was quite a jump from previous levels. And he reports that he'd been having severe diarrhea, especially while he was taking metformin, and it would get very bad when he would try to drink a beer, which he occasionally will drink one or two beers with friends, he reports. But he would be waking up in the middle of the night with severe diarrhea and cramping. And within 2 days of stopping the metformin, about 3 weeks ago, his diarrhea has completely stopped. So he reports that he's feeling much better at this time. When he initially was seen in this office, he had had prostate cancer and required radiation treatment. And then he developed severe bleeding in the bladder and had a hemoglobin as low as 7.2, requiring blood replacement. But that has not reoccurred. He did have paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and tried to use blood thinners, but that also seemed to lead to more bleeding. So he has since then had a Watchman procedure placed, a Watchman procedure done. So he is off his blood thinners currently. He has been feeling well. His biggest complaint is fatigue. He attributes that to not being able to get outside much in the winter. He had bilateral hip replacements at age 49, and he believes those are wearing out because his hips are pretty stiff and painful. And they seem to be worse when he wakes up in the morning, and it takes a few hours for him to recover from the stiffness. He's also fearful of falling, so he doesn't like to get outside in the winter weather. He states that diabetes has been very well controlled on the metformin, and he's been switched to Tradjenta, 5 milligram once a day. And so far, that has been controlling his blood sugars, and he believes that might be a good alternative to the metformin. He denies chest pain or palpitations, no headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He does have urinary frequency and overactive bladder. Sometimes he has difficulty when he feels like he has to urinate, he has to hurry to the bathroom or he'll lose control. He believes he empties his bladder completely and he has good urine output. He denies numbness or tingling of his feet. No discoloration, no sores or lesions on his legs, no dizziness. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes on oral medications, hypertension, coronary artery disease with the history of myocardial infarction several years ago, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, proteinuria, a history of prostate carcinoma with radiation treatment, and peripheral vascular disease. Past surgical history, he's had several colonoscopies. He had draining of an abscess in his right neck many years ago, bilateral total hip replacements at age 49, cardiac catheterization in 2018, and a Watchman procedure in 2019. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. He quit smoking in 1998. He does consume alcohol, occasionally 1 to 2 beers, up to 1 to 2 times per week. He is married, lives with his wife. He is retired. Family history is significant for hypertension. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, lisinopril 5 mg daily, Norvasc 10 mg daily, metoprolol extended release 1 daily, Crestor 20 mg daily, and Tradjenta 5 mg daily, also baby aspirin 81 mg daily, and multivitamin daily. He does not use oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination. Height is 70 inches, weight 191 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 152 over 70. Standing was 152 over 62. Pulse 71 and regular. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid brewery, or no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, no edema, no ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 7th of 2023. He did have elevated albumin to creatinine ratio at 839.5. So he has gross proteinuria currently. His hemoglobin A1C was 5.7. Creatinine was 2.07 with estimated GFR of 33. Electrolytes were normal. Calcium 10, albumin 4.3. Liver enzymes were normal. Sodium, we got 12/16 of 2022. Creatinine is 1.91, estimated GFR 36. Electrolytes normal. Glucose 118. Then we have 12/9/2022. Creatinine 1.77, GFR 40. And 2/24/2022. Creatinine 1.57. GFR is 43. 11/18/2021, creatinine 1.64, GFR is 41. 9/21/2020, creatinine 1.51, and GFR is 46. We don't have a recent kidney ultrasound. He has not been seeing a urologist. That's not been required for several years. His last cardiac catheterization was done 7/10 of 2018 at Spectrum Health Meyer Heart Center. He had the Watchman device placed at the, actually that was in 2018. The Watchman was placed in 2018 instead of 2019. And it's been working effectively ever since. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with progressively worsening creatinine levels. It's possible the diarrhea has been the cause of the worsening of creatinine levels. And if that's the case, when we recheck labs this week, the creatinine might be back to his baseline, 1.5 to 1.6 range. That is our hope. If not, if it's still elevated or higher, we will consider ordering a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder and more labs. We did request a copy of his last echocardiogram, and that was done in 2018, and that was actually unremarkable. No echocardiograms have been done after the Watchman procedure was done. We would like to have a follow-up visit with him also within the next 3 months, and we'll determine how often to do labs after we get our next lab result back this week. Patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.